Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 6th of August. The nominee for the next governor of the US Federal Reserve and possibly the next chair of the Board of Governors is apparently one of four people, none of whom are US Treasury Secretary Bessent. It seems unlikely that any of the potential candidates will be perceived as being truly politically independent in the style of Volcker, Greenspan, Bernanke, or Yellen. The question is whether they will be so obviously a political puppet that the rest of the Federal Reserve rebels and refuses to follow their lead. Meanwhile, the seemingly random US process that produces trade taxes does not appear to have shut down entirely. The hope was that while the latest tax burden would be economically damaging for the states, the accompanying damage of policy uncertainty would diminish and other scapegoats for poor economic performance in the states would be found. However, threats to tax imports from countries that are buyers of Russian oil have now been made. These layers of taxes do add an additional concern, namely that the bureaucracy required by the private sector to engage in international trade is now increasing. It's no simple task for a US importer to calculate exactly what they would owe on imported goods, and the whole process is further complicated by the possibility that some of these taxes will be declared to be illegal, and any money paid would then have to be refunded. Time spent trying to plan for hard-to-calculate tax liabilities is not especially efficient. Over in Europe, we'll be getting June retail sales data. This is not especially timely, and the data itself is not likely to be market-moving. However, the concept of domestic demand within the European area is important and very relevant to markets. European trade is supported by the fact that outside of the United States, the global trading system is functioning more or less normally. But the domestic demand narrative was always going to be very important to the European growth story this year. Of course, the pivot to spending on fun rather than spending on goods is a lasting drag on this specific statistic, but nevertheless, the market consensus is for some growth this month. German factory orders data for June fell on the month against expectations for a rise. However, there is a better than 50-50 chance that the data will be revised stronger on the evidence of factory orders numbers released so far this year. The previous month's data was, indeed, revised stronger. In Japan, wage growth for June was disappointing and it remains negative in real terms, albeit the previous month's data was revised to be somewhat less negative. This matters to the Bank of Japan, which has to consider whether any flickering inflation signals are sustainable. Wage growth is less important to Japanese consumption than it is to other countries. Given the demographics, retirement income is proportionately more important in Japan. Nonetheless, wage growth is obviously still the main determinant of Japanese consumer spending power. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.